Hey everyone, so I'm back. I haven't recorded a podcast in a few days. I don't know, I've just been having a crappy few days. Just been feeling really low and blah. Yeah, so I'm here now and I decided to pop on and say hi and hope everybody is doing well, and hopefully your week has been better than mine. If it hasn't, I hope it gets better. Yeah, I don't really have anything exciting going on right now. Like I said, just been feeling down in the dumps. I'm wondering, you know, I'd like to get to know everyone a little better, but it seems that not everybody enjoys, you know, commenting or trying to get involved with the podcasters. I don't know if it's just me, and maybe it's because this is only my third podcast and I'm new at it, so I don't really know yet how to bring in an audience or what, but it is you know, kind of boring when I don't have anybody to have conversations with or to get feedback from. You know, like, what do you want to hear about? What do you want to talk about? What do you want to know about me? That'd be nice if people could start doing stuff like that, because then it would give me more of an insight on, you know, what my next podcast will be like, or maybe we could plan to do interview. You know, it'd be fun. I want to get to know everybody else on here and talk about how other people deal with depression, and I want to hear from you. I want to know. I want to learn stuff. I hope that I could teach you stuff, you know, whatever the case is. Yeah, that's all, really. I'd like to gain a community of positive, I guess, positive insight on how we can help each other, strategies that maybe helped you, and possibly strategies, you know, that we could share with one another. That's what I'm getting at, because everyone has different issues, everyone uses different strategies, and I want to get to know and learn and share. And maybe I'm just really boring and no one wants to do this with me. No one really wants to join in. And that's okay too. If you find me boring, well, so be it. I'm boring, I guess. I'm not trying to be though. So, but, you know, I can't entertain and talk about anything really always just by myself. Like, if I have feedback and fans and people who just like subscribe to me and actually comment on stuff, it'd be a little more fun and it would give me a little more to talk about. It would help me get to know you. You guys get to know me. You can ask me questions about anything regarding my mental health or my life. I would like to do the same for you guys. So, until then, I guess I'll just keep sharing whatever I feel like sharing every day. And if I don't make it on every day, I apologize. To keep it real, you know, we don't always feel like doing anything. Stuff, whatever. Sometimes we just want to lay under the covers all day and that's it. Hide. I've been having that kind of a week so far. So, one thing I did do on Saturday, I have a betta fish and I've had him for, oh my god, like 3 years. The longest fish I've ever had. He's still alive. And I decided to get another betta fish. So, because my dad's girlfriend had a tank, like a little betta tank, and it was cute. It was, it's like a pink, I love pink, by the way, but it's a pink tank, and, you know, she gave me some stuff, and she said she didn't really like it. So I'm like, yeah, sure, like, I'll take it. I won't put my current betta fish in there. But maybe I'll think about getting another betta fish and put him in the pink tank. So anyway, on Saturday I decided to go get a betta fish. Beautiful. He was a red, but like he kinda like shimmered and sorta looked almost a pinky red. In his belly area. Anyway, he was really pretty and his fins are really beautiful. So I thought, okay, cool. It's only like $6. Thank God. Because he died. This morning, I found him dead. I went to go, because I feed my betta fish every other day. I always have. So I go to feed them, and no, they're not in the same tank, in case you guys are confusing what I'm saying here. I put my new betta fish in the pink tank. My old betta fish is still in his old, like, his own tank, just to clarify that. I know you can't put them together. They will fight. So, anywho, went to go feed them, and I noticed, and I named him Phoenix, by the way. My 3-year-old betta fish is named Goku, and this one I named Phoenix, and I'm looking, and he's not floating. He's, like, upright and in the corner of the tank, the bottom corner of the tank, and I had a little decoration in the tank, and I'm looking, and I'm like, he looks funny. Like, his eyes look weird. I'm like, so I decided to do just like a little tap to see if he would be startled, and nothing. So I kind of move around the tank and he's moving with the water and not being very alive-like. And I'm like, okay, I don't think he's alive anymore. So I decided to, you know, shuffle something around in the tank so he wouldn't, I'm assuming, you know, he wasn't floating up to the top, because where he was and where the decoration was, it kind of like wedged him upright. So he didn't look dead, other than when you looked really at his eyes, he looked dead. So I thought, oh, geez, okay. So unwedged him and yeah, he was dead, obviously. He lasted 3 days. I mean, I've had one for 3 friggin' years, and this one lasted 3 days. I was like, wow, okay, that sucks. It's a good thing he was only $6, and I had a free extra tank. Anyway, that's really all that's new with me. It's not very exciting. It's kind of sad, but, yeah. I think I might get another one, though, maybe, but not from the same place I bought this one. I actually learned today that quite a few people have experienced the same thing that happened to them after buying fish from the specific store. So I think I'm going to stick to where I got my first bait of fish from now on. Yeah. Not that I mean, I could go back and apparently they will give me 50% off of a fish. But no, it's a little bit of a drive. I'd spend more on gas. The other place where I got my first bait of fish is a lot closer, and I'd rather just go there. Anyway, that's my exciting fish story. It's basically the most exciting thing that happened to me. Not really exciting. It was exciting to get my fish, but this morning wasn't so exciting when I found him dead. So he's in like a fishy heaven or whatever now, so may he rest in peace. Anyway, I hope that you guys will start interacting with me. That'd be nice. I'd love to get to know all of you. I'd like to gain some fans. I'd like to learn, share, laugh, cry, whatever. Talk about each other's days. So hopefully I will gain an audience sooner or later if I keep doing these podcasts. And if not, then I must really suck at them. But I might just keep doing them anyway, because why not? Anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, or have had a wonderful day, have a wonderful evening, have a wonderful night, and I will try to podcast another one tomorrow. Okay? And hopefully, when I look tomorrow, I will have some comments, feedback, fans, subscribers, followers, whatever. Maybe. We will see, right? Fingers crossed I will. That'd be nice. Anyways, I wish you all a pleasant evening, and hopefully you'll hear from me tomorrow. Bye.